Hello and welcome to this demonstration of deploying Office 2013 using Office 365. Now this video demonstrates how to prepare Click to Run for Office 365 products. And what we'll do is we'll see how to deploy and remove Office 365 products by configuring the Click to Run installer. Our first step will be to prepare to deploy Click to Run for Office 365. And what we have on the screen here is a Windows Server 2012 R2. First thing I'm going to do is create a share, so I'm going to open up Explorer. I'm going to name this new folder O365Deploy. I'm going to share this with everyone, and I'm going to give everyone read-write access. Go ahead and share that. Okay, that looks good. Next, what we'll want to do is we want to download the Office Deployment Tool for Click to Run. So, go ahead and do that directly from the web. Here we are, this is on the Microsoft Download Center, and again, you can just search for Office Deployment Tool for Click to Run. I'm going to click Download. Save this. Now we'll run this. I'm going to save this to that directory of that share we just created. Okay, I'll close in an Explorer. Now, the next thing we want to do is down here in the Windows icon, go ahead and right-click, and we'll run the command prompt. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to go out to the command prompt and run that as administrator. Move that font up so we can read it. And in our share, the O365 deploy, I'm going to type the following: Notepad There's a configuration file that's been loaded, and there it is. That's been loaded as a result of the installation of the Office Deployment Tool for Click to Run. What we want to do is do a bit of editing in here. So what we'll do is right here, remove this. Next thing we want to do is we want to replace Server Share with something a bit different. And what we want to do is we want to point the source path to our London server, which is located here, the server we're on currently, and that directory, that share we created. Next thing we want to do is there's a couple of references here to Visio, and then we can remove those for this demonstration, so I'll take those out. And everything after this line here, where it says add, I'll remove that, and all of these down here. And it should look like this when we're done. Go ahead and save that. Okay, we're back at the command prompt. I'm going to clean up the screen a bit. And what I want to type is something I've already created, but we'll talk about it here in a moment. We want to set up configuration, so I'm going to go ahead and type that and hit enter. And what we expect to have happen here is this will download the Office 365 Pro Plus installation files, and this installation will take about 15 minutes, so we'll be back shortly. Well, it looks as if the setup installation went well. What we want to do now is go out to File Explorer, take a look at what files were brought over. Take a look at the O365 deploy. And these are the files that were brought over here. So everything went well there. I'm going to close that out. Now the next step that we want to do is at the command prompt, we want to type the following. Notepad configuration.xml. So to open up that XML file again. And we want to do some editing here. So where it says below / add, paste the following. From here. Display level equals none, accept EULA equals true. And this is an element that accepts the end user license agreement prompt before the installation and disables the installation progress information. So where it says full, I'm going to rewrite that and put full in there. And what we're doing here is this now shows the installation progress as it goes forward. So I'm going to go ahead and save that. This time I'm going to save as though. And I'm going to save it to our O365 deploy share. I'm going to change the name of this file from configuration XML to install configuration XML. And save as type. I'm going to go ahead and select all files. We'll go ahead and save that. I should be able to close this out as well. Now our next step is to deploy Click to Run for Office 365 products by using the Office Deployment Tool. So I'm going to jump over to a client machine that we have, a Windows 8.1 client machine. And the first thing I want to do is I want to run the command prompt in admin mode. Next thing we're going to do is we're going to go down to the Start button here, and we're going to fire up the command prompt in admin mode. And I'm going to change that font so it's a little bit easier to read. Okay, that's much better. Okay, what we've done here is we've mapped a drive to X, which would be to our share O365 deploy. And at the command prompt, we want to type in setup. .exe, configure, we'll point to that X drive, and we'll also point to that configuration file we just modified. And what we're seeing here is the Office 365 notification window and the progress shown in percentages. And soon we'll also see a message stating that we can now use the programs as they are installing in the background. So we'll hold off for that. Now it looks like the installation is completed. So let's take a look at the start screen and see where we're at. Go to the bottom here. And you'll see down here, lower left-hand corner, 11 new apps installed. So let's take a look at that. We're way over here. And those 11 apps come out of the Office suite. So we'll see Access, Excel, InfoPath, so they're all there. That's what we expected. Now while we're here, let's just jump back over to our server. And we still have the command prompt up here. And what we want to do is we want to return to the O365 deployment share. And let's take a look at that configuration file again. And it's at this point that we want to move to the next phase of this demonstration, which is to remove or update Click to Run for Office 365 products. What I'm going to do is put a couple of excludes in here. So just below where we have English ID for the language, I put some space in there, and I'm going to paste in the following excludes. And what these are calls to exclude Office 2013, Access 2013, and Publisher 2013. So what we'll do is we'll rerun this script and it will pull those out. So what I'm going to do is save this configuration file. And then we can close out a notepad. Let's jump back over to our client, Windows 8.1. And once again, I'll just review. We have 11 new applications here. We expect to remove the Access and Publisher. So let's go ahead and let's once again run the command prompt as administrator. And what we're doing is we're running through this process again. You'll see that there's a percentage here. This will take a few moments, so we'll be right back. Okay, it looks as if this setup is concluded, and this time what we did is we modified the existing setup to remove a couple of applications, and those applications were Access and as well as Publisher. So let's go out to the start screen and take a look at that. Again, we'll move over to where those are, and you'll notice that Access is in fact no longer here, as well as Publisher, so those indeed have been removed. And so that concludes this demonstration of deploying Office 2013 using Office 365.